This is the mural illustrating a parable taught by the Buddha. It is called 500 Bandits Avadana, located in Maugao Cave 285. Well, what is Avadana?
Avadanas are parables taught by Shakyamuni after attaining Buddhahood to enlighten sentient beings. All these stories are about karma, or the principle of causation, and therefore they are known as parables of karmic doctrine, or avadanas in Sanskrit. This mural illustrating the conversion of 500 bandits is the only avadana painting in the present exhibition.
This mural is in the form of a narrative scroll. The entire parable is illustrated by seven groups of sequential scenes running from left to right.
So, later on while listening to the story, please move your sight from left to right to identify the relevant scenes.
Once upon a time, in an ancient kingdom in India, 500 peasants were driven by starvation to become bandits. They occupied the mountains and robbed the travelers, causing great fear among the people. The king was very angry with the bandits and decided to send a troop to seize them.
How outrageous! As a king, how can I allow these bandits to grow so rampant in my country and to jeopardize the life and properties of my people? General, I order you to lead a troop to eliminate them immediately.
Yes, Your Majesty. I will immediately lead a force of armored cavalry to seize the 500 bandits. Hey! We're equipped with the best armaments! Our soldiers and our horses are fully clad in armors. It's useless for you bandits to continue with this last-ditch struggle.
Damn it! There's so many soldiers, our resistance just can't last long.
So you thought you would be able to escape just using those daggers and shields? You certainly have overestimated yourselves. Come on, soldiers! Escort all of them back to the palace and let the king dispose of them.
The 500 bandits were put to trial. The king was sitting high up on the terrace and gave order to torture the bandits. Finally, these bandits' eyes were gouged out and they were banished to the wild mountains. Losing their sight, they dashed here and there in the forest and wailed painfully and miserably.
All of us are covered with wounds. We've gone blind and can't see anything. All we can do is just to wait for death.
Ooh, it hurts terribly. Help! Can anybody save me?
Oh, brethren, I think only the compassionate Shakyamuni with supreme magical power is able to save us now. Oh, Buddha, we beg you to save us.
We beg you to save us! Please save us!
Can you smell it? There's a fragrant breeze blowing our way.
Oh, I can see again!
I can see again too! All the wounds on my body are healed!
It's the Buddha! It must be the Buddha who has pitied us and performed magic to heal us.
I have heard your wails. I was driven by compassion to perform some magic to send forth the medicinal fragrance to heal all of you.
Thank you, Buddha!
Good actions contribute to good luck, and bad actions contribute to bad luck. The reason you had met such disaster is because you abused violence. However, from now on, as long as you turn over a new leaf and convert to Buddhism, you can still redeem your previous sins and attain Buddhahood.
We will take Buddha's advice. We are willing to take refuge in Buddhism and hope that Buddha can give us teachings to help us attain Buddhahood.
Seeing the sincerity of the bandits, the Buddha agreed to give them teachings. He dressed them in monk's robes, shaved their hair and beard, and gave them the Buddha's teachings.
Now the 500 of us have converted to Buddhism. we will stay in this wild forest in the mountain and devote to practice Buddhism and hope that we will be able to attain Buddhahood someday.
Have you noticed that, although the mural is illustrating the story of 500 bandits, there are only 5 bandits in each scene? Here, 5 symbolizes 500, or a large group of people. This is one of the characteristics of this mural. The entire mural is vividly represented and is indicated by the fighting between the soldiers and the bandits. And the intense pain is shown by the bandits after their eyes were gouged out and they being banished to the mountains. The pair of roosters on the rooftop of the house suggests that the painter was trying to have a little fun. Moreover, the well-equipped soldiers and horses are realistic reflections of the armaments of the time.
The original text of this story is in fact very short, but the painter has wonderfully represented the plot, making the principle of karma more memorable.